a tremendous statement of purpose, isn't it, that that President Obama has made Guantanamo his really first thing that he's done. I think he interrupted his inaugural balls to do it. So that's great. But on the other hand, we've learned one thing in the last 8 years, and that is not to say mission accomplished too loudly too soon. So there's plenty of problems ahead.
And do you think that he will actually get through with it, because he has to get the okay of the court, which is currently sitting, before they will, in fact, suspend these cases?
Asking the courts rather than telling them to stop the process was protocol. I mean, after all, one of the great flaws of Guantanamo Bay is that everything is effectively run out of the White House. The president is commander-in-chief. He's the one who picks all of these people, and he is ultimately the final appellate review. So while he was polite enough to ask them to stop the process, it will be stopped.
What do you think then might be the next stage of what could happen? I mean, do people get released within months or what?
Well, there's really three groups of prisoners in Guantanamo, and they have to be considered separately. You've got first about 40 prisoners who they'll put on trial, and there's going to be a bit of a battle with the Republicans and some Democrats about how to do that and where to do it. But it'll probably happen in the U.S. There's a lot of them who can just go home. That's the second big group, about 140 who can just be sent home. 97 of those are from Yemen. They could have gone home long ago if it weren't for the fact that the Bush administration wouldn't talk to Yemen. The real dilemma for him in Guantanamo involves about 60 refugees, people who were basically picked up when they were minding their own business for the most part, and who can't go back to various repressive regimes around the world. And for that, Obama needs some friends. He needs help from the Europeans to take some of these folk, including Britain. And I hope Britain's going to take some of the people who previously resided here.
In specific terms, the case that's currently being sat on is one of five men charged in connection with the September 11 attacks. Would they then have to come to the United States for trial?
I think that's going to be the ultimate solution. There's some resistance in America to bringing these guys to the mainland. But what's the choice, honestly? I mean, Guantanamo is so ruined. I mean, there's no one who's going to take seriously anything that happens out of that place. And yet we have a perfectly reasonable and legitimate legal system in the U.S. that's quite up to handling cases of this nature. We've done it for 200 years. And so I think that's what will happen, whether the Republicans like it or not.